Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I formally declare the meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner, there is an apology from the Chair of Commissioners, Mr. Eric Lumsden.
Thank you. I'd like to move now to item four, question time for the public. Are there any questions?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner, I have two sets of questions. I have one here and I understand you will read out and respond to the second set. So the first set of questions I have is from Anna Vanderbom of Monash Avenue, Nedlands.
Excuse me?
Could we read out our own questions?
Certainly. Please come up the front.
Good evening all. My name is Anna Vanderbom and I'm a resident from 10B Monash Avenue, Nedlands. I have three questions to the City of Perth. Number one, has the City of Perth received any applications for further building on the Matilda Bay foreshore south of Forest Hall? And if that were to occur, would they be approved? Second, the land on which Forest Hall has been built at Matilda Bay is zoned public purposes, university, whereas the land between it and the river is zoned parks and recreation. Does this mean that the public will have full access between Forest Hall and the river's edge? And the third question, the City of Perth's P9 precinct plan for the Matilda Bay Precinct Residential Colleges reads, on-site car parking facilities should be provided for all new developments to ensure vehicles are not forced onto nearby Crawley residential area or Kings Park. The number of bays to be provided may, however, be limited to encourage students to walk to university and use public transport. In light of this, why have 30 parking permits been allocated to each of the university colleges for use on residential streets of Hollywood and Crawley, when residents pay rates but the colleges do not? Thank you very much.
Thank you for those questions. Mr. CEO?
Thank you, Chair. Okay, items one and questions one and two. I believe they've been received in writing by the Manager of Approvals, who will respond to one and two. Margaret, thank you.
Yes, thank you, CEO. In terms of question one, while the City has been aware that it is the University's intention to always build a second stage to the Forest Hall development, at this stage no applications have been received, and we are unable to preempt the outcome of any such application, but also noting it is not the City's decision. It is a WAPC, or West Australian Planning Commission, determination of that particular application. They could also opt for it to be a development assessment panel decision, but either way, it would not be the Council making that determination. In terms of question two, the Forest Hall development is constrained and restricted to land that is reserved for university purposes only under the Metropolitan Region Scheme. None of the existing development, nor what they're proposing for Stage 2, would encroach onto the Parks and Recreation Reserve, so the current public access to that reserve would be unaffected by any development.
Through the Chair, thank you, Margaret. Question three relates to parking. I can comment, I would refer this to Director of Community and Commercial, however, we will take that question on notice and answer it in detail. I will note, though, for the record, that the parking permits issued to the colleges is a long-standing arrangement and goes back into the deep history, so we will provide a detailed answer in that respect at a later time.
I'd like to open this issue to the public if they have any further questions or comments on this matter.
Can I just say...
Please come forward and introduce yourself.
Oh, hello, my name's Jane Boxall. I live at 25 Hardy Road, Netherlands, which is part of the city of Perth, strangely enough. You say it goes back into history, however, on the P9 plan, that was not obvious or the intention, and that was only, I mean, it's within the last 10 years, and so that does seem like a strange response, considering the P9 precinct plan, which I think was developed for the when the government was thinking of taking over the Crawley area in the middle of 2016. So I just thought I'd mention that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the comment. Just reflecting that it's certainly in my memory been a long-standing arrangement. As I said, we'll answer that in detail as per the question.
Are there any further questions from the floor?
She did have some questions. You can invite Rebecca.
Jackie. I think you had some questions from the floor. Would you like to raise those questions?
I'll repeat. I'm Jane Boxall, 25 Hardy Road, Netherlands, part of the City of Perth. I have three questions. With regards to governance in the city, which has been a big issue that ratepayers are particularly interested in. Can the ratepayers make submissions to the City of Perth inquiry, and if so, how can they do that? Number two, do the commissioners have direct access to the City of Perth directors in the governance process, and if not, why not? My third question is, is there going to be a performance review on the CEO, Mr. Milam? And if so, when will this occur? Thank you.
Thank you for those questions. I'm happy to respond. The first question relates to ratepayers making submissions to the City of Perth inquiry. If so, how? I'd first like to point out that this is not an inquiry by the City of Perth, but it's an inquiry by an independent panel with respect to issues that the City of Perth have passed. If there are public submissions, which I would expect there will be, but it's not the Commissioner's decision, but if public submissions are called, then that would be the opportunity to participate in that process. And we, of course, would be happy to put a reference to the ability to do so, if that's the case, on our Perth website.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
The second question related to the commissioners having direct access to the City of Perth directors.
Yes.
In the governance process. If not, why not? So I can answer in the affirmative. The commissioners have full access to the City of Perth directors and also to the appropriate managers for specific issues where appropriate. The normal communication protocols apply, where we do have a very open and transparent opportunity to ask questions and question answers. So yes, that is occurring.
That's direct access, is it?
Direct access, yes.
Okay, thank you.
The second question relates to the performance review of the CEO, and if this is occurring, when will it occur? A very timely question. So this is a process, and it's been commenced, and it is currently underway. I shouldn't anticipate how long the process will take, but I would expect that it will be concluded sooner rather than later. Really, a few months should be more than enough to conduct a process such as this.
Okay. And that will be a public outcome, or is that something that we know when it will be completed?
Well, it's a requirement under the Local Government Act, I understand, to have a yearly review of the CEO performance. It certainly the outcomes of the process is something between the Chair of Commissioners and the CEO. So I'd defer to the Chair of Commissioners as to whether he will be making it known that the process has officially ended or not.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. Are there any further questions from the floor? If not, thank you very much for those questions. And we'll move on now to the notification of deputations. Are there any deputations?
None received, Chair.
Thank you. Item 5 relates to members on leave of absence and applications for leave of absence. Are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
None received at this time, Chair.
Do we need to formally move and second that information? Thank you. I'd now like to move to the confirmation of the minutes. The minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 29th of May 2018 are confirmed as a true and correct record. I'm happy to move that from the Chair. Do we have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. Item 7, announcements by the Chair of Commissioners. I have none. Thank you. Disclosure of members' interests. Does any commissioner or employee wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained within the agenda? No disclosure of members' interest noted. Item 9, questions by members of which due notice has been given. Are there any questions on which notice has been given?
No, Chair.
Item 10, correspondence. Has any correspondence been received?
No, Chair.
Petitions. Have any petitions been received?
Again, no.
Thank you. Matters for which the meeting may be closed. Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Deputy Chair Commissioner, in accordance with Section 5.232 of the Local Government Act, etc., should Commissioners wish to discuss content of confidential attachments under items 13.3, 13.4 and 13.7, it would be recommended that a resolution is passed to close the meeting to the public prior to the discussion of the item.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Commissioner Hammond, do you so wish?
Yes.
Do you so wish to have any items in the meeting closed?
Oh, no.
Thank you, neither do I. So we'll move now to the main business of the meeting, if I may. Item 13 relates to reports. We have agenda item 13.1, the MasterCard Hopman Cup, Major Events and Festival Sponsorship. The resolution is outlined in the agenda papers.
So moved, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second it, Commissioner McMath. Is there any discussion on this item?
No, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'd like to commend management for the excellent paper. I think this is a really important event, and I'm happy to support it. We have a mover and a seconder. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. I'll move now to item 13.2, event sponsorship. The recommendation is as read, and this relates to sponsorship for four organisations outlined in part one of the resolution. Do I have a mover?
Yes, Chair, I'm happy to move that.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond, and I'm happy to second it from the Chair. Is there any discussion?
No, Chair.
So carried. Moving to item 13.2, I beg your pardon, 13.3, this relates to the arts sponsorships for 2018 and 2019. Thank you. Do we have a mover?
I understand there might be some changes to those motions. you were going to move over.
Okay. Happy to move from. I'm happy to move an amended motion from the chair. I'd like to acknowledge the recommendations by the administration. I would like to make two amendments to item one. The first amendment relates to the item 1.3, the West Australian Symphony Orchestra for 2018 and 2019 Symphony in the City events, $100,000 per annum, totaling $200,000 for 2 years. I would like to amend 1.3 to read the West Australian Symphony Orchestra for 2018 and 2019 Symphony in the City events, $150,000 per annum, totaling $300,000 for 2 years. In item 2, I would like to make a small amendment to item 2.3 relating to the West Australian Opera Company for Opera in the Park of $100,000 for 1 year. I would like to amend that to the West Australian Opera Company for Opera in the Park of $120,000 per year. Item 3 would stand, and item 4 would then be amended to read 4.1, the West Australian Symphony Orchestra for additional activities in 2018-19 and 2019-20, and delete the specification of the reference to the financials, and similarly for 4.2, remove the reference of the financials. I'm happy to speak to this following, hopefully, a seconder of the motion.
Yep, happy to second that, Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'd like to support this amendment because including the funding for the West Australian Symphony Orchestra at $150,000 and the WA Opera Company for Opera in the Park at $120,000 is exactly the same as we had last year. And I think that given the importance of these very, very important and iconic events, it's appropriate that the city support this in its entirety. I do, however, believe that the inclusion of item 4 with asking the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate and approve additional sponsorship benefits, cognizant with the level of funding we're applying, to be appropriate. But in the spirit of a long-term relationship that we've had with these two organisations, I feel that the best way of achieving a really good outcome is to continue with their support at the current level, knowing that we'll work in partnership with these two key sponsorship groups. Is there any further discussion?
Can I just get a clarification, if you don't mind?
Please.
Through the chair. So, just in relation to recommendation 4, could you just repeat, is there an operational requirement for that to still remain?
Yes, thank you for that point of question of clarification. Yes, I'm happy for the point to remain that we work cooperatively with the two groups to ensure appropriate level of sponsorship recognition, and that will address the brand recognition information that we were privy to, but that we can do that without impacting negatively on the level of financial support that the city is prepared to provide.
Thank you. And the reason was what was previously mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So we have a mover and a seconder. All those in favour? Motion carried. Thank you. I'd now like to move to item 13.4, and this relates to the principal partnership between Heritage Perth and the City of Perth. I'm happy to move this from the chair. Do we have a seconder?
Yes, certainly. Yes.
Thank you. Is there any discussion?
I very much support the intent of the motion, and
and hopefully with a heritage strategy, the city and its major stakeholders can take a far more integrated
approach to this very important topic.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. All those in favour? Carried. Moving now to agenda item 13.5, the delegated authority review. I'm happy to move that from the chair.
Happy to second.
Thank you. Discussion? This is an important control mechanism within the city. A great deal of thought's been gone into this to bring this up to I suppose more best practice and cognizant of the activities of the city, and it's a requirement for every year for the city to conduct this delegated authority review. So I'd like to thank the management for all their effort in making these recommendations for consideration by the commissioners. If there's no further discussion, all those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.6 relates to the nomination of commissioners to Mindari Regional Council. I am happy to move from the chair. Do we have a seconder?
Yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Is there any discussion on this item? No, thank you. It's quite procedural. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Item 13.7, relating to the tender for the design, refurbishment and supply of Christmas decorations. I'm happy to move that from the chair.
Happy to second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Is there any discussion?
No, Chair.
Thank you. I'd just like to say that I think the decorations look lovely and I'm looking forward to seeing them. So thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Item 13.8 relates to the financial statements and financial activity statement for the period ending 30th of April 2018. I'm happy to move from the chair.
Happy to second, Chair.
Thank you. Further discussion?
No, Chair.
Thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Item 14 relates to motions on which the previous notice has been given. Have any notices of motion been received?
No, Chair.
Have any items of urgent business been received?
No, Chair.
Through the Chair, can I just raise one? Commissioner Hammond, you were going to move the resolution to be appointed as the Deputy Mindari Regional Council meeting to be held on the 5th of July.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that was confirmed to still be the case?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. So we just need to move that as part of this motion.
Just for the next...
Correct, meeting. Yes. Yep. Because of the constitutional thing. So we just need a mover and seconder of that. And could I also just, respective to the previous motion, just want to confirm that where we were putting the nominations are these existing nominations that we currently have before Council, which was Commissioner Lumsden as the City of Perth representative, and as our deputy representative was Commissioner Hammond. I just wanted to clarify that one and confirm that.
Happy to move.
Mm-hmm. Happy to second.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Are there any other items of business?
None received, Chair.
Commissioner Hammond?
No, Chair.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to thank the public for their attendance and the staff. And declare the meeting closed and wish you a very good evening and a safe journey home. Thank you.